Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is 7:24 here on the morning shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squidbilly, Bo Morgan, and Dylon hanging out with you here on Wednesday morning. Thank you so much for taking us along on the ride on your way to work. I don't know. The roads were empty yesterday when I left here.
No, I got some traffic.
Did you?
Must have went different roads than me.
Yeah. What time did you head out of here yesterday?
10
I think
o'clock?
I left at 10.
No, then I left later than you. No, you did not leave here at 10. There's no way.
I think
way.
I did.
No, there's no way.
We stuck around afterwards for a little bit.
What are you
bit.
Talking about?
Oh, did you guys talk trash about me?
we stuck around in the office.
We talked about it right in front of you.
Yeah, you were in there with us.
No, I was in there for another 30 minutes.
That's what I'm saying.
And
it's
I
like
left.
10:30?
No.
That was your choice.
For you? Yeah.
No.
Anyways, neither here nor there.
All right. They have no concept of time.
I'll say this. I remember walking out of Mike's office and it was like 9:40.
Yeah, that's fair.
So we left Mike's office. All of us left Mike's office around 9:40.
Not me.
You stayed. So I say that because Mike probably did leave. Mike and I probably did leave around 10-ish.
Yeah.
I don't know how I got home then at 10:40 somehow. Anyways, speaking of riding, Amy's sending me pictures. She's got this camera. Like that, she can put. You know how people put mirrors to see the car seat?
She's
got a camera.
Mirror. She has a back seat camera.
Yeah,
like
that's
inside
awesome.
The car.
Yeah, look at this. Like there's Pork Chop
on the way to daycare.
First of all, shout out to y'all for having the zeros in line to be just buying up technology like that.
I didn't buy it.
Must have hit a good bonus.
That didn't come from the Squid Nation account.
Yeah, that's crazy. Good for her. Let me see that one more time.
She's
that's
so cute.
Crazy.
Yeah. Look at her.
Yeah. That's crazy, man.
She's
you need
chilling.
To put that on your burner account.
I don't want people seeing what my kid looks like.
You need to put that on socials with your burner account. We're going to get you a burner. Like, maybe that's the wake-up call question. Do you have a burner account, and what should Bo's burner account be called?
Yeah, that'd be good.
What should Bo's burner account name be for his Twitter handle that we're going to get him? We're going to get him a burner account. Also, for the wake-up call today coming up at 8 o'clock, what is your confidence level in Gunnar Stockton? I don't know.
I hear mixed things about him, man.
Yeah.
I'll ask one person and they'll say something good, and then I'll ask another person and they're like, I don't know, could be a one-read quarterback. I don't know, we gotta figure it out.
Speaking of those two people that you're probably hearing from, let's go to listen to some of these cuts from yesterday. Just craziness all day on the Paul Finebaum show. And what I want you to hear right now is Paul Finebaum's take on having Gunnar Stockton at quarterback at Georgia.
Fine or not fine with Gunnar Stockton now their starting quarterback?
I would say that's a big not fine. I know the team coalesced around him after the SEC championship game, but I was underwhelmed by what I saw from Gunnar Stockton in the Sugar Bowl loss to Notre Dame.
Look, man, I'm not a big Paul Finebaum guy. I think sometimes it's more difficult to kind of listen to him talk about your program than it is other ones, where sometimes you feel like he's fair when it talks about other programs, but then he talks about your own. You're like, what's this guy talking about, man? The vibes are high. The vibes are high. Keep your mouth shut. Well, somebody that didn't like what he had to say was one Mr. Kirby Smart.
Yeah, I'm excited. Gunnar got the message, man. He got the message. You did your job.
Okay. Listen, I have admired you and respected you for so many years.
Absolutely.
I feel like at this point in your career, you need a little help from me.
I appreciate it.
To get
that.
You to the first game and over the finish line.
I'm glad you did. You've always been, that's why I always come on your show, because I love the fact that you give me that motivation.
So I'm curious, do you think the players are aware when Finebaum is making comments, the narrative around them?
Yeah, this is, well, and I will say this, Finebaum, before he went to SEC, he was on radio in Birmingham on Jocks when I was in college. I think he started on SEC Network in 2009 or maybe 2010, something along, whenever SEC Network was announced. I remember hearing about Paul Finebaum when the conversation came up about Nick Saban being hired at Alabama, and Paul Finebaum was straight up like, it's not a desirable job anymore. Like, it's not a top 10 job in the country. Like, nobody wants to take that job. And I didn't even know who he was, and I remember being just, like, excruciatingly angry.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, who is this freaking guy? And I had the same reaction that so many people have when they hear some of the things he says, or it's like, dude, who are you? I'm sure that Gunnar Stockton probably hears some of these things.
I just feel like Paul Finebaum is miscast as a sports talk show host. To me, he looks like he should be running like an embalming place, you know, in like South Alabama.
Mortuary.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, he looks like a funeral home guy, like more than he does
like
a
the crypt keeper.
Well, no, not like that, but like he just looks like he should be running a funeral home. Yeah. I mean, you cannot see him with a suit and tie. And but would you like the wood casket, or we have the metal finish, the gunmetal finish? It would fit nicely. You can have your shotgun buried with you,
gosh,
here,
dude.
And Opelika, you know, like, no, I mean, he looks creepy. I'm sorry, he does, but he does a good job of playing.
He pokes a bear.
He plays into his listeners and his viewers, and he's always done a good job of that, which is why he was successful. I mean, he's the guy that Harvey Updike called. Paul?
Yeah.
I went down there and poisoned those trees, Paul. And
I mean, you know what I did? Took me some Spike D80.
And
I went down there and poisoned them trees.
Well, you were in college.
That was one of the most embarrassing moments of my life.
Why? You didn't do it?
I know, as a Bama guy, I was like, come on, dude. Like, that's just, plays into every stereotype you ever hear about an Alabama fan.
What we didn't hear, though, in that part was Kirby gets there, and Paul Feinbaum was like, well, you didn't hear me this morning. He goes, I heard it. Oh, I heard it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, Kirby, I think they hear everything. And let me say this. Allie, you asked if they hear. I don't know if Gunnar Stockton heard it.
Mm-hmm.
But I guarantee you he'll hear it. I guarantee you the time frame that Gunnar Stockton's in the weight room. Mike, you know, didn't y'all play the loss to Florida in the weight room that year? God,
we had posters of – dude, we had, like, massive, massive, like, fathead-style posters of our loss to Louisiana Monroe.
Yeah.
I mean,
which was,
it would make you
want to
vomit.
Which was your redshirt sophomore year, which is your third year in college, because Mike redshirted. So I can guarantee you that Kirby Smart makes sure that Gunnar Stockton hears what's being said about him. It's definitely a motivation tool. There's two types of people, I guess, for me. I think there's two types of people. There's the ones that need nothing but positive, backup and being just told all these positive things about how good they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the other type that feed off of the negative and the negative things that are said and negative comments, and they use that as fuel. I'm a bad fuel guy, personally. I don't know what Gunnar Stockton is, but personally, say all the bad things you want about me. All you do is fuel me.
I do think that there is probably a little bit of concern, Georgia fans, when you think about the combination of Gunnar Stockton and Mike Bobo coming off that Notre Dame game like Paul Feinbaum was talking about. So I do want to hear from Georgia fans coming up at 8 o'clock in the wake-up call about their confidence level, not about Gunnar Stockton, but about the combination of Mike Bobo and Gunnar Stockton.
What was Bobo supposed to do with the worst offensive line Georgia's had since Kirby's first year? The worst running game since, I don't know when. And then Kirby makes it's Kirby's decision at the end of the first half.
Yeah.
Hey, go. Don't know. Go. That's Kirby's decision. That's not Bobo. Now, Bobo called the play, but Kirby's the one that said foot on the gas.
Yeah, I think that, and I don't want to speak for Georgia fans. I want them to call and weigh in at 8 o'clock, but I just think that a lot of people around that situation figured it would be more fruitful when you hear about the team rallying around him and some of the things he did against Texas in the SEC title game. One of the people who did come to Gunnar Stockton and Kirby Smart's defense actually resides over in Oxford, Mississippi. That was one Mr. Lane Kiffin.
Plus, I'm sticking up for Kirby. I just saw him walking off, and he said you were mean to him today. Guy's only been to, I just counted when they had him listed up there, 7 of the 8 last SEC championships, and you rip on him today.
I wasn't ripping on him. I was ripping on his quarterback.
Oh, okay.
I was just
telling you, he seemed in a bad mood. You used to piss off Coach Saban. Now you piss off Coach Smart. It's like you just move them around.
So
that was like the best 4 minutes of television of all time.
Awkward. I'm just confused I'm not confused. I'm curious how much Lane paid Daniel Tosh to go up there and be his fill-in. Dude, they already look alike. But that was like an Abbott and Costello act, that 4-minute interview with Feinbaum.
But the first, I want to say, 30 to 45 seconds, I was like, I'm not sure I can watch this because it's so awkward.
Skin starts crawling.
And then you kind of get in on it, and you're like, all right, they're just messing with me.
I feel like Lane has always done this, though, where he tries to point out just how ridiculous this entire ordeal is with Paul Feinbaum. He just thinks it's ridiculous that this even exists. And you remember him calling out Paul and be like, what are you even good at, man? Like, what are you good at?
You know,
like, we don't even know what your talent is. You just take phone calls and you talk crap.
But it's hard to take Lane Kiffin calling stuff ridiculous.
Yeah.
When this guy had like a middle of the night press conference to leave Tennessee.
Oh, I agree.
To go to USC. I mean, all the things that Lane Kiffin has pulled, all the things he said his first year and a half at Tennessee. And so for him to call out other people being ridiculous is a little much for me. But that's just me.
Yeah.
He has grown up. He's turned into a pretty good coach. But it's maybe you're not the guy to do that.
Yeah. We come back in just a minute. We are going to talk a little bit more about the loss for the Atlanta Braves and what we can expect in the next couple of days as they take on the Philadelphia Phillies. We also got a Which One Wednesday, Allie.
Yeah, kind of on the same flavor as that. Would you rather get hit in the elbow by a 95-mile-per-hour pitch?
Nope.
Or sacked by Jalen Walker? Think about it.
Stick with us here. This is going to be good. Sports Radio 99 The Game.